Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 214. I thought it was a dude. This is the show recorded on the 29th of August, 2010. Hello, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Adam is still not here.
Yeah.
I will have to chase him up on this because this is getting a bit silly now. We might have to get someone else on, and like we'll have to give him the sack and get someone else.
That's a bit mean.
Well, you know, I mean,
we can have a temporary person.
To be honest, the episodes are better with Adam. You know, I've actually been listening to some of our episodes, and the episodes where it's just us are boring.
You're putting a really sad face right now.
See, that's what I mean. You're just going to get all miserable and...
Oh, shushy.
And then we're going to start fighting.
Well, we should have Adam on then.
Maybe we should get Rudis on. Dear Chris Rodis, I know I haven't bothered to speak to you in about 5 years, but how do you fancy being on Gamercast again?
We'll just get Adam back.
Yeah, but then we have to, like, have headphones and stuff, so... It does have its plus sides, not having Adam here, because it's so much easier to edit the show. We'd have to wear stupid headphones. You know, it's easier. When Adam's on...
Well, then we just need someone else who will come to where we are and sit in this room with us.
Hey, maybe we should get that Sean Hunter bloke on. My name's Sean, I've been playing...
Drums.
Drums. Anyway...
The news.
First bit of news, Crysis 2. So EA have announced the special editions...
Plural.
Yes, I did that.
That's why you said that, but I just said plural just in case.
For Crysis 2. Crysis 2, however, isn't impressing me yet. We will see if it's good and meets my approval when it comes out.
Yeah. So they're doing a limited edition, which is the same price as the normal version. They didn't do a limited edition for the first one, did they? Or did they? It just
I
came in a
steel... I don't remember one.
Well, there was a steel tin version, wasn't there?
Possibly.
Yeah. So, it's no additional cost. It comes with... You get some bonus XP from the multiplayer. Scar Holocram decoy.
Scar is a gun.
Scar weapon skin. And a platinum dog tag.
Ooh, la-di-da.
But it's not an actual dog tag. It's an in-game dog tag.
Okay, so...
So that's the limited edition. And then the main one is the nano edition, which comes with a big bag that is like a nano suit design kind of bag thing.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to look like the suit he wears. As well as that, you also get a 11-inch statue of Prophet.
Yeah, that's one of the
bad
dudes.
Good dude, bad dude.
No, good dude.
Good dude.
Well, good dude in Crysis 1.
A prophet on top of a New York cab.
He was Nomad's buddy.
Because, of course, Crysis 2 is set in New York.
Nomad.
As well as those.
Which is a major negative to it.
As well as those.
I want to be in the jungle, hose stuff down.
It comes inside a steel case and has an art book as well. The thing is,
the
limited edition you can buy anywhere, pretty much. The nano edition you can...
is only from EA.
Yeah, so you can only apparently pre-order through EA. There's nowhere on the internet, on the EA website, that has this yet, but it's going to be £120.
It's quite expensive for a bag
but
and a statue.
A bag and a figure and an art book in a steel case.
Well, you could get it. You could just say, oh, well, put that down as Gamercast funding, because obviously we'd get a video out of it.
Yeah. Am I doing that now? Separating my monies into... Well, this is towards Gamercast, so that's okay. So I just buy all the stuff for Gamercast.
Yeah, you just have to let me know so I can put it in the figures. Plain Sight.
Yeah.
Was free. No, it wasn't free.
No,
it was £1 something or whatever.
Yeah,
wasn't
so,
it?
This
so
was...
essentially free.
It's a shame that I couldn't mention it before, but it only was announced back Monday, Tuesday, or something like that. So Plain Sight, which is a little game on Steam, which I was going to play earlier, but I didn't get around to.
Well, we could play it together later if you want.
We could do. Is a third-person multiplayer
robot.
Suicidal ninja robot
yeah.
game.
Basically, you're it's so, well.
It came out back in April.
Yeah, so it's a third-person robot game. You play on like a well, I'm going to say a world.
They say it's
because you can
space.
Run around. Yeah, you're basically in space on a tiny little world. So you can kind of think of it as Super Mario Galaxy.
I was going to say Mario Galaxy, but with robots and killing.
And yeah, without the friendly Nintendo stuff.
Yeah.
You basically just like, you know, when you lock onto another robot, you charge up, you smack them. You can explode yourself to get more points. You can jump really far.
It works like targeting in Jet Set Radio does. Or in Jet Set Radio Future. Not the original Jet Set Radio. But did you play Future on the Xbox?
Yeah.
So you targeted like that? So you'd hold the trigger down.
Oh, what? To do the tags?
Yeah, to tag. And you could dash into things as well?
Oh, yeah. So yeah, basically, you hold a button down, it locks on to someone.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about aiming or anything like that. It just locks on, and then you do your charge up and smack me in the face attack.
Yeah. So it's a shame because from the 24th to the 26th, which was what? Tuesday? 24th? Yeah, Tuesday to Thursday. It was only £1.60 on Steam as opposed to the normal £7.99. Which then meant as well you could buy a full game pack for £4.80 is what I did. So which is why Paul's got a copy, I've got a copy, and then we've got two spare copies, which we may
give away
we
if
may give
nobody
away
shows interest
if we feel
in
like it. How much is it now for a four pack on Steam? Can you is there an easy way
well,
to do
I was
that?
Just going
to
say it does have Steam achievements, but annoyingly
yeah
it doesn't integrate with your Steam account. You have to register for an account on their website, which is a bit of
oh
a,
that seems a bit odd
bit annoying because you have to sign up and blah blah blah. $7.99
yeah so seven, well yeah
by itself
can you I always like Steam sale things because the four packs are really cheap. So, yeah.
24 quid.
So
now.
£24 for a four pack now. So, geez, that's quite crazy.
But it is quite cool.
Yeah, and they put top hats in it, and there's been like updates since it originally came out in April. I look forward to playing that. But I was just gonna mention. So, if anyone did manage to get it, grats. Because
grats, it is
for
£1.60.
Well, yeah,
you can't complain.
£1.60. I mean, £7.99 is not a bad price, but £1.60 is like wow.
Yeah. Don't forget to join the Gamercast Steam group as
yeah.
well.
And you could perhaps play it with us if you want.
Yes.
Of course, in the evenings.
Gamercast Steam group, you can find out on the website at gamercast.net. The Excalibur Publishing people have announced two new titles.
Yep.
First up, we've got a Demolition Company game.
Yes.
Sort of similar to Demolition Simulator, except you play as a guy.
Yeah. And you take control of a company.
Yeah.
And you've got a master.
So Demolition Simulator, you literally thing. Just a vehicle.
Yeah.
You I think it was what, 5-6 vehicles
something
in it?
Like that.
You also had explosives which you could use. So this time you have a company basically and you know, jib jab.
Yeah, you can use like
what?
Pneumatic drills, I was saying.
Yes,
it wrong.
A pneumatic drill if you really want. Unfortunately, yeah. However, you can't go on a killing spree and murder thousands of people.
No, of course.
But I'm sure that would be in the sequel. The other game they announced was Police Simulator.
Yes, that's right.
This actually looks quite cool. This is a top-down police simulator, so it sort of looks like SimCity from above.
Kind of like that airport sim, but a bit more detailed.
Yeah, and you basically control the police, send them out, and so on and so on. This actually doesn't look too bad.
So, do you reckon you could do, like whole police chase kind of things? Maybe.
I don't know
like
if it's that fine-tuned, or if
it's
just
got police helicopters.
Yeah, or if you just tell, oh, look, helicopter, go and follow that car.
So, I'd like if I could do a full scale.
Have
road.
We got copies of this yet?
No. It doesn't come out until the end of September.
Okay, well, we'll probably have a copy in the next few weeks, won't we? So.
Yeah, because it'd be nice if you could do full scale kind of.
Yeah, so stages. We'll let you know in a few weeks' time what's the deal with that.
Okay, next
what
up.
What the hell is this?
Bracken Tor, The Time of Tooth. It's got
the
a really
time
weird.
Of tooth.
It's got a really weird name.
And Claw.
So this is. Well, it's a game coming out by the guys that made Barrow Hill, which you may have seen back when it came out. It was
maybe.
A PC title. And it's being made by Shadow Tor Studios, who made Barrow Hill, who are based in Cornwall, and I'm sure the only company that are actually in Cornwall, as in games company, that is, of course.
I'm sure there's other companies there.
But yes, so.
We've been there.
Oh yeah, we have. Are you checking their blog? So it follows on from Barrow Hill, and it's full of Englishness and
Englishness
and Cornish heritage and history.
Wait, don't you mean Cornish nationalism?
Yeah. But it's like a horror adventure game.
Damn separatists.
And it's set for release on Halloween.
Ooh, how
yeah.
very scary.
Yeah.
I'm scared already.
Halloween this year. And it's going to come out in the rest of Europe sometime next year. Like, localised for specific areas. But, of course, because it's a adventure game, there'll be a fair bit of dialogue. But it's more of a realistic adventure game.
Yep.
In terms of visuals.
What's this about Dead Rising, then?
So, I'm really annoyed. So
this is the thing you've been annoyed about for, like, a week, haven't it?
Got announced, like...
Well, whenever it was announced, whatever.
A little while ago. But
I'm moaning on Twitter about
on Twitter, and that went onto Facebook as well, and it's like, oh, this is really annoying. So we have over here, as I previously mentioned, the Outbreak edition of Dead Rising 2 and the Zombrex edition of Dead Rising 2. America, well, North America and Canada have
North America and Canada, hey?
Well, yeah, they're the people who get this and the other one.
North America and Canada.
What's that? That's what they call it.
That's what they're calling it?
Well, Capcom Unity, so they only ship that to North America and Canada.
Canada is within continent of North America.
I know it is, but they're saying that. That's how they're advertising it.
Because we know our geography, we know that it's the same thing.
I know, but they're advertising it as that. Shall I not advertise it as that then?
No, don't. It's
okay.
Ridiculous.
Sorry.
It makes us sound like idiots.
Okay, sorry. So the Zombrex edition is also coming out in America, but they have more cool stuff inside it. Which annoys me at first, or annoyed me at first.
Dear Capcom.
Well, no, I'm talking.
I'm writing a letter to Capcom.
I know, but I'm talking first.
Okay, carry on.
So, they've got this better Zombrex edition, and now they have a high-stakes edition, which is exclusive to America, and is never probably going to come out over here, ever, because it's a Capcom Unity thing, which is the Capcom kind of website in America, and they have a shop on there, which we don't have over here. And they're selling this high-stakes edition, which has loads of cool stuff in it. So you, as well as the game, it's a multi-format special edition, so you can get it on 360 or PS3. It's not for PC, though. So if you want the PC version, you can only get the normal version or the Zombrex version, which is a shame for PC users. So as well as that, the game, you get a nice big poker set, which is in a nice case, as Paul can see here, in a case. So you've got a poker set in a case.
Oh, that sounds fun.
The case has on it the Fortune City logo. And inside the case, you get 100 poker chips in 4 different colours, which also feature the Fortune City logo. You get 2 decks of cards, which are bloodstained and have character
really
art on them as well.
Bloodstained, or is it
just
ink?
It's bloodstained.
They haven't taken a cat.
As you can see, there's like a tiny bit of blood on the bottom of them. No, they haven't. So you get 2 decks of cards that are Dead Rising 2... they're made for Dead Rising 2, so they're not just your bog standard playing cards. You get 5 green dice. I'm not sure why they're green. They use green dice in casinos? I'm not sure. Never been in a casino.
Don't ask me. They're rather stupid institutes which should be shut down, IMO.
And then a bloodstained dealer chip. So that's like a kind of poker set that you get. As well as that, you get a map of Fortune City that is advertising all the local attractions and stuff, as well as it's a map. And then you get a Terry's Reality 17 admission ticket, which has a redemption code for some exclusive unique psycho costume and some skills DLC. But as well as that, you then get a golden ticket, which allows you to be able to get this 6 foot tall, I think his name Bert the zombie thing. That's 6 foot, so you don't get that, but you can win that. So if you happen to get this golden ticket, you win like the 6 foot tall big zombie
thing. More rubbish we need taking up space.
There's like better pictures of that on Capcom Unity, and I was like, aw. You know who that'd scare?
Who?
Tim.
Why would Tim be scared of a 6 foot tall zombie?
He doesn't like zombies.
He doesn't. It's not real.
I'd love that. I'd love that. I'd love all of that. But no, it's coming out in America for $89.99, so $90, which isn't bad, because it's a nice, kind of custom, a poker set. But then, I mean, other people may have the Rainbow Six Vegas poker set that they did as well, so I have that. But I'd like this one, because I'd like the map.
So yeah, this is the whatever it is.
Yeah, so I'm annoyed because we don't get it over in Europe.
I was going to write a letter, but now I can't be bothered.
Aww.
Let's talk about something way, way, way more irritating. The Civ 5 demo isn't coming out until the game comes out.
Yeah, so they've announced now on the website again, so on the Civilization 5 website, on the community section, when the demo's coming out.
21st September, same game as the day is really the globes, blah, blah, blah.
So it's coming out the same day, which is as the North
American and Canada. That's going to be the title of the show. That's good, that is. North America
that's,
and
that's
Canada.
What the Capcom Community Store said. I was just stating what they said.
North America and Mexico.
Stop having a go at me.
I'm not having a go at you. I'm having a go at the people who wrote that. North America and Canada.
So.
And in capital letters.
In America, the game comes out September 21st, and the demo is coming out the same day as the game.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that means...
It's out on the 24th here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out on the 24th in Europe. Whether that means that the demo will be available on Steam for us on the 21st, or we have to wait until the 24th.
It's a demo. Oh, yeah, it's a Steam game, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's a Steam game. So we're not sure, because they haven't stated that. They say if we have any questions, post on their forum, so maybe I'll do that.
I'm sure someone already has asked. A couple of videos for Halo Reach.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they've released a set of videos, well, two videos. So there's a new live-action-y full of explosions.
Like they did for
Halo 3.
Guy
getting blown across on the ground, and then someone takes this thing off him and then jetpacks off into the sky and puts an explosive thing in a ship. So I just like the ODST one and the Halo 3 stuff, but like more action-y. So ODST had a really action-y live trailer one, didn't it? Live-action one. And then as well as that, on their Remember Reach website, which they're doing at the moment, so on rememberreach.com, you can plot a point of light or something like that.
Plot a point of light.
Yeah, so they've got the Noble Team.
It's a Flash website, isn't it?
No, it's Silverlight.
Oh, well, that's what I meant.
It's Microsoft. So they've got this little thing on there, and you plot a light on there. I've done it. And it connects with Facebook, which then means... Go back up top. You're at the top. Yeah, so you...
That's alphabetical, isn't it?
It's because most people will be from the UK. So yeah, you can plot a point of light on there, and as well as that, they've got a video on there, which is it's like about the time leading up to Reach and involving the people that are being affected. So there's a dude with his pregnant wife on, I can't remember what the name of the city they were living in, and the issues they were having. A little boy's mum having to leave for 3 days because her company that she works for wanted her. I'm not sure what that means, what company that is. There was a guy with his daughter with a red balloon, which of course the little red balloon flew away when some soldiers went past him. I think, was that it? I think that was it. So it was just trying to do some... Oh, there were some dudes with guns as well. See, and then that can tell you everyone's points. So if you scroll along there, that...
Oh yeah, that seems like one of these pointless websites. And
yeah,
do
I don't know why they're doing it. So I plotted one of mine on cat. So if you click on the light, it tells you about the people in the Noble Team.
Yep, I'm bored.
But yeah, so they've got videos on there. So if you want to check out the live action-y thing, yeah.
What's this about Death's Bank?
So they've announced a sequel already.
Already?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ,
called Death's Bank Thongs of Virtue. It will be coming out...
That looks a bit weird, doesn't it?
It does. It'll be coming out in September. This year, I believe.
This year? They've only just released the last one.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't say when, specifically. So when did the first one come out? What, August? Start of August,
July,
maybe July?
Maybe.
So yeah, in September, this is coming out. No one knew, or no one was told anywhere that they were making two Death Banks alongside each other, but they have been.
No. This isn't how it seems. Yeah, they took the first one, and they fed it into a meat grinder, and this is the leftovers.
Oh, they go September 21st.
And this one looks weird because you have a rocket launcher.
Yeah,
and a
you
gun.
Got guns and stuff. So it's coming out on...
So obviously someone on their team was like, no, we don't need swords and magic. Let's do the same thing with guns and stuff.
So it's coming out on PSN and Xbox Live, just like the original.
No PC version?
No.
Boo. What?
You're moving it. I can't...
Of course I'm moving it. I'm moving on to the next thing.
Yeah, but I can't...
You've mentioned that this game exists.
Yeah, so they've announced it. I guess it's another EA partner title.
No, they fell out of EA. This is an Activision title.
No. It's still it got no Activision online multiplayer.
But it does have local co-op, I assume.
Yeah, it still has local co-op. Except this time...
Instead of being a stupid wizard, you're a big rocket launcher man. I know,
it's still got sparkles from the looks of it.
You've got a guy with a gun, and then you've got this stupid wizard dude or whatever he is. Because that makes sense.
Well, it says here, I'm a bit confused.
Yeah, you should have read this before you started this reading, shouldn't you?
Don't have a go at me.
Too late.
Did you read any of this? No.
No, but it's not my show note.
So, the second player to alternate between two characters, controlling... That's not even a word. Sparkles, the wizard, or using the ninja-tastic kung fu moves of Death Bank's new partner in crime, Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve.
So I guess it's Steve. So, yeah. Guns. It's going to be the same price as the original was. So £15 on PSN, 1,200 points on Xbox Live.
Fun.
Yeah. Next up, a very small thing. So if you go on the Telltale Games website, I imagine it's on there, they've released a teaser trailer of a game that shows a silhouette of...
A Lego man?
There was a soldier. I don't think it was a heavy. I think it was a soldier.
Oh, that's Traveller's Tale, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting mixed up.
That's Lego. There was Strong Bad, one of the Penny Arcade guys.
Oh, no.
Sam Max. Was that it? Either way, they're announcing a new game on Thursday. I'm guessing it's a PAX they're announcing it, which is why there's the Penny Arcade guy in it. But it's a new game that's in development, and no one knows what it is yet. So yeah, there's that. L.A. Noire has once again been pushed back. It was supposed to be coming out at some point this year, and then 2011. They're hoping for 2011 now. I imagine it will get canned. But apparently Take-Two's having their financial results announced on Thursday. So apparently, I'm guessing if they're bad, they'll still get dumped. Which is a shame.
Sorry, what is this game?
L.A. Noire. It's a noir crime thriller.
Oh.
Being released. It was PS3 exclusive last time I knew.
Well, there you go. That's why it's going to be getting canned.
Okay, so next up, they have announced a new Neverwinter Nights game.
This one's just called Neverwinter.
Yeah, it's called Neverwinter, and apparently it's online. So,
as an MMORPG, or...?
There's not much information on it yet. The only information I could get was from the website.
So it looks like a Neverwinter Nights MMORPG, we assume.
Mm.
Alright, that's fun. It takes place 100 years after Neverwinter Nights, such and such.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. We don't really know about it. We just play Oblivion.
Last thing was about the game called Catherine. So, a game that shares my
name.
This
isn't a real game. Let's move on.
No, it is.
You're making it up.
Whatever.
You did not write all that out.
No, I copied that. Look.
You're copying stuff from Wikipedia onto all the show notes?
Yes, because the website is Japanese. I'm sorry, I tried translating it. But it was a Flash website. And had a hard job.
Do your douchebags Atlas. Who like their stupid websites, which are bad for people with disabilities or who do not read the flipping languages.
Okay.
Please note that we object to this and we will therefore be taking you to court over your poor disability
so
access website.
This game called Catherine originally got announced a few days back. It's called Catherine.
That's your name.
It's called Catherine.
Have you taken them to court yet? No. Hey, my name is a trademark.
It's called Catherine. So it's being developed by Atlas and is in
Wait,
the
isn't
same
that the guy out of Bioshock?
It's being developed in the same kind of
the
style.
Guy in Bioshock's making a game?
As the Shin Megami Tensei series. So I think it looks cool. It's come out on PS3 and Xbox 360. Of course, this is a Japanese game we're talking about here.
Oh, dear.
So, it's, like, Atlas's first game for new consoles in high def. Because Atlas haven't really been developing much at all for newer consoles. Because they've only just left the PS2, to be honest. Especially with the Shin Megami series. So this is a lot more adult than the original Persona games or the Shin Megami stuff that you've seen before. They're using Studio 4 Degrees, who are a Japanese Animation Studio. They're getting them to do all the cinematic stuff in the game, which is 2D animated stuff. They've said, well, they've still got Shoji Meguro doing the music, which is awesome, because you can tell that if you watch the trailer. You should watch the trailer as well if you're a fan of any of the Persona stuff. And yeah, they're just saying it's really adult, and it's actually coming out this winter. Which is kind
in
of
Europe
weird.
Or
in Japan.
Okay.
So it only got announced like a week ago.
In Japan and Tokyo.
Shut up, Paul. So it only got announced like a few days ago, like a few days, week, something like that. And it's coming out this year, which I think is kind of crazy. But that's in Japan, and I bet it doesn't. What are you doing?
I pressed the button and it moved.
I bet it will probably never come out over here. Which is a shame. Because the story follows this guy called Vincent, who you could find in Persona 3 Portable. He was in a bar, and he was referenced as man drinking alone.
Is that the PSP
alone.
Version?
Yeah. So he was in Persona 3 on PSP. And he's some salaryman who bumps into this 22-year-old lady called Catherine. And then he has nightmares, which transports him to a world of never-ending staircases and sheep. There's a lot of sheep in his dreams.
How irritating.
And he's got, like, these ram horns, and I think he's got little sheep feet as well.
Hooves.
Hooves, that's the one.
Wait, he's just a tauren in disguise.
No. I watched the trailer, and I was like, oh, I want this game. But I know it's never going to come out of here, and if I buy it, I won't be able to understand it.
Flob dob jib jub cheap. you finished talking about that?
Yeah. Everyone should check out the trailer. You can find it on YouTube if you just search for Catherine Atlas.
Atlas with a U.
Maybe. Yeah, Atlas with a U. Maybe Shin Megami in there as well or something like that. But yeah. I'm totally looking forward to that game, and I may import it and just not really understand what's going on that much.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Okay, we've got a letter and a half this week. I'm just going to get this one out of the way really quickly. Some guy called Steven on Facebook left us a letter. The letter he picked was G. He seems to think that's funny. I disagree. I've also got a letter from Bob Mann. He basically says, "Hey Gamercast, you guys are so awesome. I wish I could be like you every day." And that's pretty much all he says.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so he says, "I'm not a big 360 gamer or a big user of Xbox Live, so what other benefits are there of Windows Mobile 7? Well, first up, it's not Windows Mobile 7, it's Windows Phone 7. He goes on to say, "From what I've seen of it, it doesn't look very slick. I guess once I see the device in my hands, I can make better judgment. But it just looks simple and childish. Just my opinion. I've also not been following games recently due to a lack of internet and being in the land of France and Holland. Europe and France. And Holland. Now, what would you recommend for a first-person shooter on the PC? I don't know. PC first-person shooter at the moment? It's all been StarCraft, hasn't it?
Well, you've got Crysis 2 coming out.
Crysis 2, if that's going to be any good.
But that doesn't come out until next year anyway.
Oh, well, yeah, you had Bad Company 2, I suppose it was the last big one, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're not doing a PC version out there. Yeah, you got Bad Company 2, and that's having the Vietnam DLC as well.
Okay.
So if you liked Battlefield Vietnam.
Yeah, so if you haven't played Battlefield 2, Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Not that Battlefield 2 is a bad game.
Battlefield 2 is a brilliant game.
Other than that, I don't know. Just play TF2 on S7.
Yeah. As for the Windows Phone 7 stuff, I could go on a 10-minute, talk about it, but I'm not really sure how relevant it is to the show. But, I mean, I don't know why he says it looks simple and childish. It is really slick. You know, you've got... It's all like 3D motion.
Maybe it's
panoramic
the definition
stuff.
Of you two's terms of slick.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is slick, but... Now, if you have a look at some of the videos of it, I mean, if you just see a screenshot of it, you don't get it. But if you see videos of it, you see the 3D effect, and, when you swipe to a different thing, it all jib jabs around and all this sort of stuff. You've obviously got, I mean, there's a few weak points with it. The web browser isn't fantastic. It could do with being based on Internet Explorer 9, but it's not. It's based on the it's a sort of hodgepodge between 7 and 8 on there, so that's a bit weak. But I mean, all the good things. It's a phone, dude. It's a smartphone. Oh, it could do with being able to sideload applications, because obviously a lot of Windows Mobile existing users are used to acquiring our applications from not official sources.
Yeah.
But, you know, what can you do, eh?
So, what can you...
What can you
so
what?
Can you no longer just get cabs off the net?
No.
What about, like, on XDA forums and stuff like that?
If you sign up for... Well, you need to spend 100 quid a year to be able to deploy applications on it.
What?
So, for example, business users will need a developer account.
So there won't be any free things that you can download anymore?
Yeah, it'll be free. You'll have free applications, won't you?
Yeah, but how then can I get... So, but people have to pay to do
it? The online marketplace will still have free applications on it.
Okay.
But
I can't find something on the forums that I think is cool.
No, you can only acquire stuff officially from the marketplace.
See, because I never got my comic reader off the marketplace. They've got it on there now. But I got that off the dude's website.
That one wouldn't be compatible with this anyway. There's no backwards compatibility. They'd have to rewrite it in Silverlight or XNA.
Annoying.
Well, nobody's forcing you to upgrade. But yeah, I mean, other than live support...
I want the live support, though.
It's really, like... You know, it works differently than how, like, Android and iPhone work, because Android and iPhone, you know, it's all about applications. Oh, so if you want to look at pictures, you go to the Pictures application. If you want to look at pictures you've taken, you go to the album thing for that. If you want to look at pictures on Facebook, you go to the Facebook application. If you want to look at pictures on Flickr, you have to go to the Flickr application, and so on. So it's constantly in and out of all these different applications. The big thing they're doing on Windows Phone 7 is the panorama features, where you've got the pictures hub, and that hub pulls in the pictures from everywhere. So it shows pictures you've got locally on the phone, from Facebook. Applications like Flickr will just plug into that and grab all the pictures on there. So they're really trying to eliminate, you know, the application silo.
The uselessness of having 5 billion applications
to look at pictures. Yeah. I mean, you're still going to have traditional applications, but for things like video, pictures, music, podcasts, you know, you've got your own separate sort of hubs where everything just sort of pulls their content into. So that's the sort of different sort of approach they're doing with it, rather than everything being stuck in their own little applications and you have to use 10 different applications to look at pictures online.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, I think it looks pretty slick. So anyway, Bob Mann also goes on to say, also, do you have any games you would suggest that would be suitable for netbooks? World of Warcraft. He says he's got World of Goo, but he bought it from Green Man Gaming, which was, I mean, because he's not had internet connection much, he can't play it much. If you just bought it on Steam, you could just put Steam into offline mode and play it. But yeah, Green Man Gaming is the thing where they let you do trade-ins.
So he wants something...
He needs games for netbooks. Why don't we ask our listeners to suggest some things?
Yeah, if anyone wants to suggest anything.
I don't really play games on the netbook very much. I mean, I've got StarCraft 2 installed on it. I've got World of Warcraft installed on it.
How good's his computer?
If we say it's a netbook, if we say it's got a crappy... It'll probably have an NVIDIA Ion,
well,
or maybe just an integrated
Asus
Intel
jobby. EPC 1005 HAG, so CPU power isn't really an issue. Oh, but graphics power. I was going to say, you should play Whispered World. I don't know what kind of games Bob Mann plays, but that was a nice game, and that could run on netbooks, but then also it might not.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
it's a beautiful game, and it's a story.
Yeah, but look at the load times on it.
Yeah. Well, it's just because he wants something that's... He's got the usual titles like Bejeweled and Peggle, but they're fun in the short term, but he wants something with a storyline that's more engaging, because...
World of Warcraft.
Even though Peggle is, like, totally addicted... Addicted?
StarCraft?
Addictive. You get bored of it.
Bioshock.
On his netbook... There's an awesome game he could play. Mole Control.
What about Cut It? Go on Clooney Games and just download Cut It. I've been goofing about with that lately. You just cut things to do things in a level. That'll work on it. Oh, actually... It's OpenGL, so you have to make sure your graphics card does have OpenGL drivers, because I know not all Intel chipsets have had decent OpenGL support. So yeah, I don't know, maybe some of our listeners can recommend some things, because like I said, I don't play games on the netbook.
Really. I don't play anything on my netbook either. The only things I did play, I put Broken Sword on mine.
Oh,
I put
loads
of adventure games.
Dude.
Oh, there you go, you know.
Just get a DOS emulator.
And play Simon.
Get DOSBox. You got Simon at Source Forge. What was it? Scum as well?
Yeah, Scum.
Get all the Scum games on there.
I played on my one when I
I've
first...
I've got Dune 2 on mine. I've got Simon at Sorcerer. I've got Wolf 3D. I've got Doom. I've got something else.
When I first got my netbook, I was like, I want to put some games on here. So I put on Broken Sword, Full Throttle, another adventure game, but I can't remember what it was.
Alright, so that's fun.
So yeah, I say adventure games are good for it. And as Paul listed, get DOS on it. DOSBox.
Yes, DOSBox. DOSBox. Yeah, that's it for our letters this week. Because we are stockpiling letters for later. You can send us feedback by emailing me. I am feedback@gamercast.net. You can just call me feedback for short. Hey, feedback.
Feedback.
Or better yet, leave it on the blog, gamercast.net, yada yada. Oh, we didn't actually recommend any episodes for Bobman to listen to. Bobman,
200.
200 is the best episode we've ever done.
Yeah, listen to episode 200.
This is actually why I was listening to the episodes. I didn't say earlier on, but I was trying to find, all these episodes are rubbish. So I listened to 208, that was rubbish. 209, that was rubbish. But 200, that's really funny. It's got funny bits in it. So yeah, listen to that.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Alrighty, this is the moment everyone's been waiting for.
What did we hear last week?
You heard a noise. Yep, that was last week. We actually had nobody guess right.
What on earth did I guess?
You.
Can I withdraw what I guess and just guess nothing? Because you said it was on two consoles, and that was not on two consoles.
Well, it might have been on two, I don't know.
That was only on one console.
So Adam thought it was Harvest Moon, some guy called Kibba Kabba Kuba thought it was Frozen Throne.
You spot Throne.
Warcraft expansion?
Yeah, Warcraft 3.
How's that then? Catherine thought it was nothing, although
no,
if you do listen to last week, you can hear her guess.
Well, I realised my guess was really retarded, so...
Yeah, the actual answer was, of course, Harvest Moon. Oh, Tunnel B1.
I played that game! I had that back on the Saturn and then on the PlayStation.
Oh, did you?
I
told you to guess the Saturn game randomly. And then an N64 one just to throw you off.
Oh, I don't remember that music, though, to be honest.
Oh. Well, thanks to Gary, because Gary submitted that.
Oh, did he?
Yes, that's one of his submissions.
Ah!
This week, however...
I would have known that if I had played it in, 10 years.
This week, we've got this one.
The gods ruled. Humanity served as slaves, but life never remains in balance. Power passed to man, and man banished the gods from the world. But something was released. Something older than man has risen.
Yeah, the Boogeyman.
Is it a black and white game?
No, it's definitely not black and white. Don't ask me anything else about it, because it's just a random game.
Oh.
It's on the Xbox 360, how's that?
360? Do you have any other idea about it?
I have no comment to make about it.
Do you know how long ago it came out? Paul? Stop pulling that face.
So this is the Mo face from when Mo's smiling. do you see it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scary.
It came out within the last 5 years. How's that?
That's almost like how old the 360 is.
Well, I don't want to give anyone too much of a clue, because the thing is, with this one, you can search the text into a search engine and cheat and find out what it is.
Is it Overlord or something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're talking about gods, aren't they?
Maybe, maybe not. So you think it's Overlord, yeah?
Sure.
Overlord. Isn't that a guy from StarCraft?
I'm not sure what that is. Something to do with gods.
Something to do with a boogeyman.
It's nothing I've played, is it?
I don't think you've played it. I haven't played it. But then I don't play any Xbox games anyway, apart from Geometry Wars, too, I assume. Adam thinks
and
it's Harvest
games
Moon.
Games I make you play.
Yeah, like that Scott Pilgrim game the other night.
Yep.
We maybe did like two levels of it. Like,
we almost did two levels.
Yeah, so if you think you know what it is, or you just want to take a random guess, you can, of course.
Take a guess. It's obviously a 360 title from what Paul said.
Yep.
And that is the only clue. With gods in it, or no more gods.
No, it's got something to do with someone who rises up after the gods have gone. I propose this person is either A, Michael Jackson, or B, the boogeyman.
After the gods have come.
Gone.
Gone.
Weren't you paying attention to what the dude was saying?
I was listening.
No, you weren't.
I was.
Right, if you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net, just leave it on the blog, gamercast.net. You can also post it on the forums at portalforums.net.
Yeah, please guess, because I have no idea.
Adam thinks it's Harvest Moon. He's such a noob.
I really want Adam back on the show so he's not guessing Harvest Moon for every episode.
You know,
does he guess Harvest Moon because he at one point guessed Harvest Moon?
He guessed Harvest Moon twice.
Okay.
For some reason. I don't know what, but he was just being weird. That's where this comes from, alright?
Okay.
Alright, stop having to go at me.
Okay.
Alright. And Canada.
Releases this week.
Okay, a couple of games coming out this week.
Yeah, not a huge amount.
The main super big one is obviously Tetris Party Deluxe. I mean, how can anyone go on without this game? I mean, you know, nobody. I mean, every release they do is so awesome compared to the last one. So yeah, this is a Wii and DS game.
Yeah, the Wii version is using the balance, has utilization of the balance board. Apparently as well with the DS version, when you play online with people, you can use the microphone and chat to people in the lobby, which I wouldn't think they'd let them do.
ASL.
It is actually good as well because the DS
13.
The DS being creepy. The
Grimsby.
Stop it. The DS Grimsby. The DS version allows you to do multiplayer from one cart, which is nice because not that many games actually do that anymore, and you can have up to 7 people playing with you, which is nice.
Yep, this is obviously why they call it Party.
Apparently they've given them achievements. I'm not really too sure what that means.
You've completed the game. Congratulations.
There's more than 130 achievements. There's also multiplayer versions in the Wii version, as well as the DS version, but of course the Wii version will be on the same screen. There is, however, online play as well with it on the Wii too.
Fun. But and yeah, obviously the online play for the DS is a right sod, and you have to have a web network.
And friend codes.
Friend codes?
But then you have to do that for the Wii version as well.
Okay.
I hate the friend stuff.
Yep, if you like your... I was just about to say Tony Hawk games, but no, if you like your Tom Clancy spin-off Lamo games.
So Hawks 2 is out this week on 360. I think it comes out next week on PS3. There's a demo on Xbox Live and on the PSN if you want to give it a go. And it's just
it's a combat. Era game. So like Ace Combat.
Yeah.
Although I think...
Isn't Ace Combat better?
I've always looked at the console flight games and thought, that's a noob's game.
You need a joystick.
You know, if I've got combat flight simulator free, awesome. You know, you get shot and you get scared, man.
So I watched the trailer for this, and they're putting a huge emphasis on like all this stuff about technology and new technology, and you're utilizing new technology and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean they've got lots of futuristic doodads. It's like Ghost, really, only in the air.
Doesn't really do anything for me, Hawks.
Ghost, is that what it's called?
What?
The modern
Ghost Recon.
Tom Clancy games.
Ghost Recon?
Yeah, Ghost Recon, that's it. Isn't it? Advanced Warfighter. There we go. It's like Halo Combat Evolved.
But yeah, so Hawks 2 is out this week. On 360. Well, I would say probably the biggest release of this week is Metroid Other M.
What? Don't say that. Tetris!
Metroid Other M. This is the newest Metroid game in the series. The last game, of course, that came out was...
Is this Wii or DS?
This is Nintendo Wii. The last Metroid game that came out was the trilogy of the Metroid Prime series. And this is a new game which has Samus in third person, as well as first person. So you've got third person for just general shooting, and you've got first person for missiles and aiming and stuff like that. I played the E3 demo of it back at the Nintendo event like a month or so ago, however long that was, and I thought it was really cool. It was hard at times because I found it hard moving into the different modes. So you held the Wiimote on its side if you wanted to run in third person, and you'd have to then move, put it up and point at the screen for the missiles, and then you had to hold B if you wanted to move it around, and if let go of B so you couldn't. And I found the first person stuff a bit not confusing as such, but a bit annoying. But it was a good game, I thought. It was full of cutscenes, though, and they had a big emphasis on seeing Samus's face. Obviously, really? To make sure people know that she's a girl.
Oh.
But I thought it was cool.
What? She's a girl? Oh, my God.
Although,
I thought it was a dude.
I thought it was a bit silly that she looks nice, so they put a lot...
Actually, that's the new title of the show. I thought it was a dude.
So they... What was I going to say? Yeah. So, of course, they put a lot of emphasis on on Samus, yeah, because she's the protagonist of the game. But all the other people, so there's like these other dudes, they all look really crap. Like,
it's a Wii, it all looks crap.
No, but she looks cool.
That's because they've spent 90% of their polygons and textures on her.
It's like Tomb Raider. So when I was playing that the other day, so like Lara's got the most detailed face, and then you look at everyone else and it's like, wow, they spent everything on Lara.
Oh, look, there's a PSB game coming out.
Valkyria Chronicles 2! So this is a sequel to Valkyria Chronicles, which came out on the PS3, and it takes place 2 years after the original game. Set in the 1930s, for those who do not know what it is, and it's like a really cool... So it's like a...
It's set in Europe.
It's like a...
It's not set in a city under the water.
Yeah, so it's like... I think the first one took a lot place in France, I think.
Europe and France.
I was just saying specifically in France.
Okay, sorry.
But I really liked the PS3 version, well, the PS3 game, because it was like I don't usually like them, but like a square strategy RPG. So, you know, you've got the grid-based system, and you choose to move there. And I thought it was really cool. Also quite hard at times. But this is a sequel on the PSP. They have announced there will be another Valkyria Chronicles game, but they haven't announced whether that's PS3 or PSP. If you ask me, it should be on PS3.
Okay.
It's got multiplayer modes... and co-op as well, and versus, and yeah, I think Valkyria Chronicles is a lovely game. It's got a beautiful visual style to it.
Speaking of Battlefield Bad Company 2,
yep,
they're doing a sort of Game of the Year edition, which is being called the
Ultimate
Edition, because obviously nobody said they were.
Well, this isn't bad because you get 1943 in it, which is of course the game that's on Xbox Live. Is that 1600 points?
Yeah, that's the live arcade.
You get
title
Onslaught mode, which is the recent DLC they made for it. Although, you get those two, but you don't get the Vietnam stuff. I think you should be guaranteed the Vietnam stuff, because they're just going to release another one, aren't they? They're just release an Uber Ultimate Edition with Vietnam in it.
No, they just call it the Ultimate Edition 2.
And then
it can be Battlefield, what are we on, the 4th, 5th game? Then they can just put like Battlefield 4 or 5, Bad Company 2, Ultimate Edition 2.
And then you also get all the unlocks that were available in the limited edition of Battlefield Bad Company 2. But yeah, so it's the same game. You just get 1943 and the Onslaught mode, pretty much, and the stuff that was in the limited edition version of the game. But yeah, so that's coming out on PS3 and 360. I didn't see anything of a PC release, though.
Yep, last thing this week.
Dead Rising 2 K-Zero, which is the DLC. So this comes out on August 31st, which is Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah.
400 Microsoft points will get you the prologue to Dead Rising 2, it takes place between 1 and 2, and introduces people into how Dead Rising 2 handles.
Yep.
I cannot wait.
No, because interesting what they're doing, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Giving you a sort of big demo, but big, so they can charge £3 for it.
And then 4 days later, hopefully I'll get to play the game.
Okay, cool.
Dead Rising 2. But yeah, so... Well, it's not just like a demo, because they have done this specifically for...
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. A big demo.
Okay.
Like, you know,
with achievements.
It gives you a flavor of the game, but it also has a lot of, like, obviously the in-between.
Yeah. And then stuff. any experience or attributes, outfits, stuff like that that you get in Dead Rising 2K0, you can then take over into Dead Rising 2, provided you buy it on the 360. And that's, of course, out September 24th, I believe. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Fun.
Can't wait.
I can't wait for StarCraft 2. Heart of the Swarm. Yeah, I've not really done much multiplayer with that lately. I've been goofing about with the challenge modes, which is actually quite fun. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't done much game playing recently.
We played Scott Pilgrim.
We did play Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, anyway, this is kind of drifting off into that segment, which I haven't officially decided to start yet. So yeah, we'll actually just end the show up.
Yeah.
Because I want to get it over and done with so I can play more StarCraft 2.
So, feedback at game... I said too many feedback at.
Feedback to feedback at gamercast.net.
Leave comments on the blog, gamercast.net.
You can, of course, subscribe to us on Zune, if you just search for Gamercast, or iTunes, if you just search for Gamercast and find the right Gamercast on there. We're the one with the cool white and orangey logo.
You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/gamercast.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/gamercast.net. as opposed to being an actual dot.
And follow us on Facebook or...
Steam. That's, we need more people in the Steam group, really, because, you know, we've only got, like, 11 people in the Steam group. Come on, people, if you use Steam, just join the group. It's not difficult. You can find the group, and it's super easy to get to URL when Steam actually loads up.
I find Steam so slow.
Oh, yeah, we're switched to using WebKit, and it makes it even worse. So yeah, I don't even know how to flip and find it, to be honest.
Can you search? Groups.
Here we go. This is the address you want to go to. http://steamcommunity.com/groups/gamercast. I would read off the Facebook one, but it's just a load of letters and numbers.
But yeah.
So who have we got in the group? Uncle Bob.
I'm in there.
Is Uncle Bob Bobman?
I don't know. Charlotte's not in there, is she? Rude.
Hey, look, Oxlow's in there. That's that Matthew Windsor bloke.
Adam's in there.
Yeah, not that he ever over on Steam.
But yes.
Oh yeah, Steam's coming out for Macintosh. Yay, I can go on it.
And
then he never does.
So that's pretty much it for this week's Gamercast. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is.
So we'll catch everyone next week.
For episode 215.
Yeah, we may have a preview of Dead Rising 2 then, and...
Oh yeah, we will do it.
Maybe some thoughts on Case Zero as well.
Yeah. Until then, catch you guys later.
See ya.